This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ireland will start offering free first trimester abortions January 7th. The pro-life world is waiting to see the response by those with conscientious objection to such law as it seeks to compel all workers and even Catholic hospitals to participate with abortion. New Mexico legislators are considering what could fairly be described as the most dangerous assisted suicide bill ever written. Anyone anywhere could be killed by New Mexico physicians for arguably any condition. A national pro-life conference comes to Albuquerque in late January. Stopping Assisted Suicide from the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition begins January 25th. The story at Life News has details. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. In other headlines, the National Institutes of Health continues to stoke dissension with the Trump administration and HHS Secretary Alex Azar. While its necessity and ethics are hotly contested, NIH is asserting that it will continue to use abortion specimens in research. As anticipated, Ohio Governor John Kasich has vetoed what is known as a heartbeat ban on abortion. Pro-life legal experts are divided on the possible outcomes of such law coming before U.S. courts. Another Ohio bill headed to the governor's desk seeks to ban D&E abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.